Welcome to the Shir Sfarno, Parshios Acharei Mos Kedoshim. Tonight we're going to start Parshios Kedoshim. The Shir this evening is sponsored by Jeffrey and Susan Super, marking the yard site of her father, Saul Mildworm. And the Shomash Rav and Aliyah should see much Nachas Ruach from the Torah Mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim that the family are involved in. Parshios Kedoshim, as we know, contains many, many mitzvos, and not only are there many mitzvos in Parshas Kedoshim, but the mitzvos which are mentioned tend to be very central, fundamental mitzvos. This idea already is expressed by the famous Rashi, beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, where Rashi points out that atypically the Parshas starts off, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, speak to the entire congregation of B'nai Yisrael. That usually is Daber al B'nai Yisrael. What's Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael? So Rashi says, Melamed Shenemer Parshas of Behakel. We're taught that this Parsha was said to Klal Yisrael with all of Klal Yisrael gathered together. It wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Aaron and then to his sons, you know, in the typical fashion. But no, they gathered everybody together to share the mitzvahs of this Parsha. Why? Mipnei Shirov Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba. Because the majority of the Gufei Torah, the fundamentals of Torah, the essentials of Torah, are dependent upon this Parsha. So in other words, the mitzvos which we would expect to find in this Parsha are fundamental mitzvos. And indeed, there are many fundamental mitzvos which clearly are enumerated in the Parsha. The Parsha talks about the importance of avoiding Avodah Zarah. The Parsha talks about the importance of Shabbos, of Kibbud Av V'Em, and many, many mitzvahs, which are, you know, fundamental mitzvahs, which are expressed in the Parsha. What's a little bit more surprising, though, is that interspersed with those fundamental mitzvahs, we also find mitzvahs which seem very focused and very specific. So, for instance, within the first couple of psukim of the Parsha, we find that there's a prohibition against Avodah Zarah, an admonition to keep Shabbos, to honor one's parents. And by the way, when you shech the karbon, don't have in mind to eat the karbon after the appropriate time, because then the karbon will become pasul. It's something called pigul. Okay? I mean, every mitzvah is important. But that seems like a very detailed, very specific mitzvah, which seems a little bit out of place with these big, fundamental, overarching mitzvahs, which on the surface, you know, that seems to be mixing apples and oranges. Kibbud Av V'Em, Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, and keep the laws of Pigul. When it comes to a karbon, again, everything's important, obviously. You can't say one thing is more important than the other. But just one is very overarching, and one is much more specific. So how do you make sense of that idea? So we'll see, one of the things that the Sfarno is going to do in the Parsha is to try to link together all of the mitzvos that are mentioned and give us an overarching theme to understand why certain mitzvos are mentioned and others not. And we'll try to run that idea through the various mitzvahs tonight, or perhaps tomorrow, seeing how far we get, and seeing how the specific mitzvahs which are mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim merit, you know, to be in Parshas Kedoshim. Before we get to that, let's just start off with the Sfarno's introduction to Parshas Kedoshim, where, as the Sfarno has been doing on certain occasions, he explains what's the placement of the various mitzvahs in the Torah in the places in which they find themselves. So he writes, "Achar shehishru shchinaso b'Yisrael l'kadshem l'chayei olam." After HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused his shchina, his divine presence, to be in the midst of Klal Yisrael, to sanctify the Jewish people l'chayei olam, that they should have eternal life, kimo shehoisa hakavana, as was God's intention from the very beginning, when he came and gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he told them, "V'atem tiyu li Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh," you should be a Goy Kadosh, a holy nation. And as we've seen several times in the Sfarno already, the word holy, according to the Sfarno, means eternal. You'll be for me a Goy Kadosh, you'll be an eternal nation, meaning each and every one of you has the opportunity to achieve immortality through the performance of mitzvahs. Right? So right off the bat, we understand that when the Pasuk says, "Davro b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim kadoshim tiyu," that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Kedoshim Tiyu, you should be Kedoshim. Of course, we usually translate that as you should be holy. But according to the Svarno, a more accurate translation is you should be immortal. I'm giving you the opportunity to be immortal, to be eternal, through these things that I'm giving, through these mitzvahs that I'm giving to you. Ba'amro, as the pasuk says as well, in the end of Parsha Shmini, Ki ani Hashem hamale eschem eretz Mitzrayim lios lochem leilokim. I'm Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. V'yisem kedoshim. You should be holy. So in other words, there's this theme. You should be holy. Again, you should be eternal. And up until now, the Torah has delineated various different mitzvahs which will help the Jewish people be holy. V'hivdilo mitumas ha-macholos. Back in Parsha Shmini, the Torah told us how food which hurts us spiritually, we have to avoid. That's the kosher laws. V'azera betumas ha-nida. It told us the halachas of how to make sure that our children are going to be as pure as possible when we keep the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. V'hanigoyim ha-nimshachim imena. It told us the laws of Tzora'as that also speak to maintaining a certain purity, you know, avoiding the averos, the sins that lead to Tzora'as. U'mitumas hazova v'tumas hachatoim. It told us how certain types of tumos, certain types of impurity, like that of the zov and the zov, who have various different discharges from their bodies, should be avoided, etc. Omar ato, shakavono b'chol eila ha'azharos ishiyu kedoshim. So now, the Torah says in summary, the reason that you were told all of these things, in other words, to refrain from forbidden foods and forbidden relationships, etc., 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 the reasoning behind that is that you should be kedoshim, that you can achieve eternity, you can achieve immortality. So it's interesting to note the way the Sfarno understands the opening pasuk of the parsha, kedoshim tiyu, you should be holy. According to the Svarno, Kedoshim Tiyu is not talking about the mitzvahs which are going to follow, but Kedoshim Tiyu primarily is talking about the mitzvahs which have already been discussed in the Torah. It's giving a reason for those mitzvahs. The reason you should do all of these things is Kedoshim Tiyu in order that you be Kedoshim. And why should you be Kedoshim? V'zeh kedei sheyidmu liyotzom kefi ha'efshar. The point in trying to be a Kadosh is to be as similar to the Ribbono Shel Olam as a human being possibly can. I mean, obviously, we're never going to be even close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But within limits, human beings have the task of trying to be in some way like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'amro, as the Pasuk says, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. God created man in his image, and we saw in previous parashios, the Sfarno tells us what that means. Bitsalmeinu kidmuseinu is that we have intelligence, which makes us unique. We don't quite have the intelligence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we have a very high form of intelligence, certainly relative to other creations. And we have bechira chavshus. We have free will. So in those two ways, intelligence and free will, we have the ability to at least be somewhat like the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the pasuk goes on to say. Why should kedoshim to you? Why should you be holy? Because I, Hashem, am kadosh, and man's mandate in this world is to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasa adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Ula hasig zeh hahidamus. So how do we become kedoshim fully? So on one hand, he told us already, you know, we've had all of these mitzvos, which we discussed in the previous parashios, Shmini, Tazria, Mitzora, Acheremos. But on the other hand, there are other mitzvos which will help us achieve the goal of being like Hashem, and that is Lishmor es ha-mitzvos haksuvos beluach rishon. The fundamental way in which we can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to keep the mitzvos which are on the first of the two tablets, the two Luchos HaBris that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Har Sinai. Shekol HaKavona Bohem Hi L'Chayei Olam Bilvod. The entire role of the mitzvos on the first luach, on the first tablet, is for us to achieve chaye olam, immortality, for us to achieve the eternity of the neshama. Kemo sheber besofam be'amra l'man yarichun yomecha. As it says over there, l'man yarichun yomecha, in order that your days should be long. The Sforno over here is very terse, but he's essentially referring to ideas which, to some extent, we've touched on before in the earlier shiurim, so let's just do a little bit of a recap, and then we'll see what he's talking about over here. In Parshas Yisro, the Sforno tells us that the luchos can really be divided, there are two luchos, and the type of mitzvos which appear on the first luchos are different than the type of mitzvos which appear on the second luchos. This is not his observation alone, but as one can tell, just looking at the luchos, the mitzvos on the first luach are mitzvos that are ben odom lamakom, between man and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even kibud av va'em, which ostensibly is between a person and his parents, on a certain level is really between man and the Ribbono Shel Olam, because when we honor our parents, we're ultimately training ourselves to honor Hashem. The mitzvos on the second luach are ben adam l'chaveiro. They're between man and his fellow man. Don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't kidnap, don't steal. You know, all these sort of things. So, whereas the mitzvos on the second luach not only help our neshamos, but they also help create a orderly and just society in this world, right? If we had a society where people were running around murdering one another and stealing from one another, we'd have a bad society. You wouldn't want to live in a place like that. In contrast, the mitzvos on the first luach basically are ways for us to achieve immortality in terms of our neshamos. In other words, the fact that we believe in one God, don't worship other gods, don't take God's name in vain, keep Shabbos, honor our parents. Primarily the focus there is not to make a just society or a well-organized, well-run society. The point of those mitzvos is for us to achieve immortality for our neshamos. And it's based on that the Sforno writes that the phrase at the end of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is really not referring to kibud av va'em alone, but to all of the first five mitzvahs on the luach. Right? Let's just remind ourselves. The pasuk says, "Kavod zavicha v'yasimecha, l'man yarichun yomecha al ha'adam asher Hashem elokecha nosein loch." You should honor your parents in order that you should have length of days on the land that Hashem gives to you. So the simple pshat, the way the Gemara certainly seems to understand this, is that there's something unique about the mitzvah of kibud av va'em that brings you arichus yomim, that causes you to have longevity. If you honor your parents, you have a long life. So the Sforno over there in Parshas Yisro says, really what it means is something else. The phrase, l'man yarichun yomecha al ho'adama, first of all, as Chazal themselves say, is referring to not necessarily longevity in this world, because there are people who honor their parents and they die young, Rachmana Litzlan, but it's referring to longevity in the world to come. Al ha'adam asher Hashem elokecha nosein loch, on the land that Hashem gives to you, was really a poetic reference to Olam Abba. And what does that phrase l'man yarichun yomecha refer to? Not only to kibud av va'em, but indeed it refers to all of, it's a summary that refers to all five of those mitzvahs on the first luach. If you keep these five mitzvahs, you'll have arichus yomim in the world to come, right? Your neshama will last in Olam Haba, because that's really the point, the tachlis of those first five mitzvahs. So that's just a review of something that we learned back in Parshas Yisro. Now comes the Sforno, and he says, if you look at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, you'll see that each of the mitzvahs which the Torah chooses to speak about in Parshas Kedoshim is a review and an expansion of the Aseres HaDibros. And indeed, although they're not in order, each of the mitzvos outlined first deals with the five mitzvos on the first luach of the Aseres HaDibros, and then we'll see the subsequent mitzvos in Parshas Kedoshim relate more towards the second luach of the Aseres HaDibros. So that's going to be the organizing principle of the Sforno. When you read Parshas Kedoshim, when you learn Parshas Kedoshim, bear in mind the Torah is trying to deepen our understanding of the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, so that's our mission. So let's see how it comes out. So the pasuk in pasuk Gimel starts out, Ish imo va'aviv tira'u. Every man should fear and have reverence for his mother and father. Okay, so clearly if you're trying to relate the mitzvos here to the Seres HaDibros, that clearly corresponds to Kabed es avicha v'yesimecha. Good. But it's a little bit different than Kabed es avicha v'yesimecha. Kabed talks about kavod, giving honor to our parents, and here in this pasuk we're talking about yira, showing reverence and awe for our parents. He writes as follows, Lahoros, the point of our pasuk in Kedoshim, Ish imo va'aviv tiro, is to teach us, Shelo yihye hakibud bohem al ofen sheyihye libo gas bohem. Yes, a person is supposed to honor and take care of his parents, but it's so easy, particularly when one's parents are old and frail, to take care of one's parents in a way that one almost looks down a little bit on one's parents. You know, he can take care of them, but he may not show them necessarily the reverence that they really deserve. And again, this is particularly true when parents are older and frail, and unfortunately in terms of their physical needs, regress to some things a little bit like a child, you know, that needs to be taken care of. It's very easy when a person is taking care of an elderly, frail parent to kind of relate to them the way you'd relate to a child. It's difficult to maintain that balance between taking care, which is the way the Sfarno understands kibud. By the way, that's the halacha. When halacha talks about kibud of vo'em, honoring one's parents, what that really means in actual terms is taking care of them. The Gemara says, Aizu kavod. What's kavod? Ma'achilu, mashkeyu. You bring your parents food and drink and clothing. You help them get dressed. You help them walk around. In other words, service is really what the Torah's definition of kibud av va'em is primarily about. We may be familiar, I think we spoke about this in a different shiur a couple of years ago. There's actually a big discussion in Poskim. Does kibud av va'em mean I have to listen to my parents? Right, my parents asked me to do something a little bit off the wall. Does kibud av va'em mean that I have to, you know, listen to their every desire? My parents tell me, go bang your head against the wall 15 times. So does halacha say that I have to bang my head against the wall 15 times? So again, you know, there's a big discussion in Poskim. And the Poskim certainly say, again, it's a discussion whether you have to listen to your parents all the time, but the Poskim certainly say there's certainly things where I don't have to listen to my parents. My parents tell me, marry this woman. Don't marry this woman. Right? Go learn in this yeshiva. Don't learn in this yeshiva. Right? So the halacha is very clear. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. I don't have to listen to my parents if I think that they're off base in terms of who they're telling me to marry, which yeshiva I have to learn in, you know, things of that nature. Again, obviously everything in practical terms has to be done with kavod and with finesse and all of that. But in other words, you know, my parents are not, you know, my parents don't necessarily dictate, you know, every single move that I make in my entire life, al pi halacha. So kavod primarily means taking care of. So when I take care of an elderly, frail parent, do I maybe start looking down on them? So that's the Sfarno says, when I take care of them, it shouldn't be ba'ofen shehi elibo gasfohem. It shouldn't be in a way that I start looking askance at them. It's possible for me to tend to their every need, to give them food and drink and clothing and everything like that, and still treat them poorly, even as I'm servicing them. As Chazal say a Gemara in Kiddushin, Yesh ma'achi lo'aviv pisyune v'tardo min ha'olam. It's possible for a person to serve his parents the finest foods and still lose his chelek in Olam Haba because of the way he treats his parents. And here the Sfarno is referencing both the Gemara as well as the Tosus over there quotes a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi that says as follows. It illustrates this point very, very strongly. Yerushalmi says, Maisa be'echot shohayu machala aviv pisyune. There was a certain individual who was taking care of his father and he brought him the finest delicacies. Pam achas omer lo aviv, me'ayin l'cho kol eile. The father once said to the son one day, by the way,
Where'd you pick up this stuff?
I didn't think you were as well endowed as the menu seems to imply that you are. Where'd you get all this stuff? Amar lo. So the son said back to his father, Saba, old man, my ichpas loch ad tochen va'ochol. What do you care where I got it from? Just chew the stuff and eat it and be happy. So the Yerushalmi quotes that as an example of, you know, how you could do kibud av va'em and still mess up on kibud av va'em at the very same time. I mean, it's not just about, you know, what you actually do. The attitude is central and important, you know. Better that you should bring him not such wonderful food, but talk to your father with respect. So that's, the Sfarno is saying, that's really the point of this pasuk. Ish imo va'aviv tira'u means, in conjunction with taking care of one's parents, you can never lose that sense of reverence for parents. Even though the truth is, when you're taking care of parents, when your parents are really in a situation where you have to take care of them, it's very easy to lose that sense of reverence for parents. When you're young, okay, when your parents are taking care of you, it's easy to have reverence for your parents, relatively speaking. When your parents are frail and old, and you have to push them around and take care of them, so then it's easier to start looking at them as adult children, and you know, you have to be very, very careful in terms of that. Avol, so in other words, don't look down on your parents even as you take care of them. Avol yihye kibudo lahem kimechabeg no ra'im etzlo. When you service your parents, it should be like you're servicing people whom you hold in the highest esteem. You know, whoever you're a fan of, right? Be it a gadol b'Yisrael or lahavdil, you know, your famous, your favorite sports player, whatever it happens to be, you know, I'll leave that to you. You know, whoever the person you look up to is, if you're serving that person, you would serve them with reverence. So that's the same way that you have to serve your parents as well. So that's Ish Imo Va'aviv Tiro is modifying our understanding. It's deepening our understanding of what Kibud Av Va'em is all about. You can't have Kibud without also having Mora, without having that sense of reverence. So that's one of the Aseres HaDibros. So interesting, we work backwards. So that's number 5. Then we go backwards to number 4. Ish imo va'aviv tiro, the pasuk says, v'yashabsosai tishmaru. And you should keep my shabbosim. So it's interesting. Why does it say it in plural? Keep my shabbosos, that's shabsosai tishmaru. Did I really think that when the Torah says I should keep Shabbos, did I really think it meant I should keep one Shabbos? Right? Okay, it's a Mordechai Ben David song, but I don't think that's what he meant. You know, just one Shabbos and then forget about the next one? That's not what he meant. Right? It means you keep every Shabbos. When you say that a guy's a Shomer Shabbos, it doesn't mean that, you know, which Shabbos was it? You know, Shabbos, Parshas, Bahar? No, it means he keeps Shabbos. Every week he keeps Shabbos. So what does it mean? Shabsosai tishmaru, keep my Shabbosos, as opposed to what? So he says like this, Shelo al Shabbos Breishis Bilvod, he's here. There's more than one type of Shabbos in Yiddishkeit. There's the Shabbos that comes every Saturday, so we call that Shabbos Breishis. Okay, that obviously you have to keep. Aval kol minei ha-Shabbos. There are different types of Shabbos, and we're being told by the Torah, keep all of them. Shabbos Breishis, okay, what we call Shabbos. B'Shabbos Ha'aretz. But Shemitah is also called a Shabbos. It's the Shabbos of the land. U'Shemitas K'safim. And when the Torah says that at the end of the 7th year we have to cancel all of our loans, Shemitas K'safim, that's also called a Shabbos. So when the Pasuk says, Shabsosai Tishmaru, keep my Shabbosos, it means keep Shabbos in every form. Because every form of Shabbos, even canceling the loans at the end of the 7th year, me'idin al chidush ha'olam, they testify about our belief in the fact that God created the world. So here too, this is a deepening of the 4th of the Aseres HaDibros. The 4th of the Aseres HaDibros, Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, is talking about what we call Shabbos Breishis, Saturday. You're supposed to keep Saturday. Fine. But really, what the Torah is saying is that Shabbos Breishis is an example of the types of Shabbosos we're supposed to keep. What's really included in that is any mitzvah in the Torah called Shabbos which teaches us that we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Then, the next pasuk, pasuk Dalet, Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim, don't turn to idols. Ve'lohem Asecho Losasu Lochem, and you should not make gods that are molten, made out of metal. So this too is going back to the one of Yaseres HaDibros, in this particular case, the second. And he explains as follows. Be'er shekasher hisir v'omar losasi l'chofesa. The second of the Yaseres HaDibros is don't make any idol. Right? Good. So I'm not going to make an idol. Fine. No, but it's more than not just making an idol. So the Torah is telling us, lo bilvad osir l'kablum alav l'elohim, aval osar afilu l'chabdom. When the Torah says, don't make an idol, it not only prohibited us from making the idol into a god, it prohibited us as well from even showing any respect to them whatsoever. What does that mean? That seems a little, well, it seems like a hair-splitting kind of distinction. So again, it's important to go back to what we spoke about yesterday. We don't really understand Avodah Zarah. We don't have a taiva. We don't have a yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah. We can't understand why anyone in their right mind would want to worship Avodah Zarah. But once upon a time, people did have that desire for Avodah Zarah, and it was not considered to be a contradiction in people's minds to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to also worship Avodah Zarah. You know, we would see that as, you know, it's either one or the other. But people were somehow in their minds able to put the two together. So when the Pasuk says, in Aseres HaDibros, don't make an idol, don't bow down to it, a person might say, okay, look, I'm not going to make this idol into my main god. I'll still worship God, but maybe I'll make this idol into a secondary thing that I show homage, that I show respect to as well. No. Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim. Al-Tifnu means don't turn to the gods. Turning implies something less than absolute worship. The fact that I shouldn't worship this foreign god, okay, that goes without saying. But don't even turn to that foreign god. Don't even show a little bit of deference, even while the person says, but I still respect fundamentally and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lasos maseicho b'shos yeduos, lasigbo hatzlochos kinyonu medumu mezulosam. A person might say, you know, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just making this little statue because it's good luck. It's good luck. You know, I was walking down Canal Street and they were selling it in one of the stores, and the guy told me, I think he told me, he said it was good luck. I couldn't really understand what he said, but he said something like that. So, you know, I bought it. You know, I mean, after all, it's jade, you know. How could it be bad? So, you know, I hang it from my dashboard. You know, what's so terrible? No, Al-Tifnu El Ha'elilim. Don't turn at all. Don't even say as something cute that you're going to have it, you know, as a good luck charm or something like that. It's a rabbit's foot. What could be wrong with a rabbit's foot? You know, okay, if you're a rabbit, it's good to have a foot. But I mean, that's about it. You know, anything which smells at all from turning to some other kind of power other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to stay away from. That's Losasi L'Chopeso being expanded and expounded upon here in Parshas Kedoshim. Bez Hashem will pick up tomorrow with more of this explanation of the Sforno. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Omer Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Zakus Es Yisrael, Tothikach, Kirbo Lohem Torah U'Mitzvos, Shenema Adonai.